B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to your Rap Party Podcast, everybody. This is your MRL show companion to go along with Wednesday's show, October 9th, 2019.
Yeah.
At some point, Nicole was supposed to host this. Do you remember that?
Yeah, she did it for like two times, and then she, I think she got tired of it.
Yeah, and Nicole's in our studio, so we're still in the on-air studio, you guys, to paint the picture where we do our show each morning. And describe what Nicole's doing right now.
She's got her... No, she's
got her feet
us.
Up.
She had her feet up, but I'm not
hands scared. Behind her back, nowhere near a microphone.
Well, now she is. She's in now.
Because here's the thing.
Oh, boy.
I have things to do. And...
That's why you need interns to help you.
I have them, and they do help me, but there's certain things that I have to do.
You know what I find so annoying about her job? We got to hire another person. Because the things that you that take up a lot of your time is so technical.
And mundane.
And mundane. And, like, beneath you.
Like, they just need to get done.
It's beneath you. Like, your talents can be so used elsewhere. You know what I'm saying? And I get so annoyed with
you're a great call screener. I love it. But teach somebody else to do it so that you don't have to do that.
Then I would lose my studio.
I know.
I can't lose that studio.
Why? Then you could work in here.
I have to have
pass.
New screens. Like, I can't.
I know,
like,
she hates us. She doesn't want to be in here.
Not only that, not only are you guys distracting, but I need access to the hard drive. I need
two
screens.
Well, you only have to do that stuff because you have to do all this technical crap of, like, making sure the audio is ready and getting the podcast done and the blogs done. Like, I wish one day my goal... Well, we're really getting in deep into this podcast about your employment. But my goal is that you could focus more on managing the show when we're live and then managing our relationships and schedules.
So literally, that's why I was sitting with my feet up, is just making sure this gets done. Because if I sit in that studio, you guys will watch whatever Curb Your Enthusiasm YouTube, whatever 1975 airplane video.
Don't rope me into that, though.
So
I'm over here shopping, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I know
better. You're either shopping or uploading photos or planning.
I got to find something to entertain myself with while you guys are watching YouTube videos of pushbacks on airplanes.
We haven't done that in forever.
So here I am sitting, yes, with my feet up, just making sure it gets done so that way I can upload it and go about my day.
You're policing us.
Yes. Wee-oo, wee-oo.
She's got a siren.
Get to work.
No, but we love having you. People love you on the Rap Party Podcast. They really do.
They do.
Okay, she's back. She's leaning back up again. All right, so let's talk about the show. Let's talk about... conversations that we had today that we have to finish and wrap up on the Rap Party Podcast. Just like this thing here. I showed everybody this morning my underwear, my boxers.
Yeah, well, I saw a little bit more than your underwear.
Sorry about that. I wanted to show you that I buy expensive Tommy John boxers that are probably like somewhere between $40 and $50 a piece.
Okay.
And they're so comfortable and I love them to death, but they're shredded. Like, I went to put them on this morning, Lorraine, and they actually ripped. So rather than change them, I just left them on.
You were also pulling on them this morning.
And I wanted you to see the hole.
I saw
in
it.
My boxers.
Yeah, I was going to say, I saw both holes.
No. So by the way, a little behind the scenes, I was out making my breakfast, and I lost track of time. And so I walk into the studio with Manny's pants down, and he's shoving his finger in a hole near his ass. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? I saw the on-air light.
Didn't Matt Lauer get fired for something similar?
I was so confused, man.
Anyway, I wanted to show Loren how ripped my underwear was. And then the reason why this even came up is because 45% of Americans say that they have done this. They have worn the same pair of underwear 2 days in a row. And I've gone through this time and time again. Even our intern, Clever Trevor, gave me a look when I said that, like it was totally disgusting. Then I explained to you guys that if I don't do anything active, I will wear the same pair of boxers 2 days in a row. And then all of a sudden Trevor goes, oh, yeah, I've done that.
Why? That's so weird.
Now,
man.
He's not here to defend himself. He's gone off to class. But I'm telling you, he goes, oh, yeah, okay, I've done that.
Yeah, no, I don't do that.
You've got like flaky skin. And I'm not saying you in general. I'm not saying your skin is dry. Just people have like dead skin that flakes off their body. And boys go to the bathroom and y'all don't have to wipe. You just kind of dribble and shake. And
when we pee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we wipe when we go the other way.
Yeah. But then you put that back in your pants. So like it's not the cleanest thing ever.
No, I don't think I really think out of all day with how many times I use the restroom, and it's not a clean environment. And all right, here we go.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, give us a nugget on the Rap Party podcast.
But when you poop, your penis is right there and it's near the particles, and it could easily, something could happen.
Yeah, do you mean to tell me?
Mine's not big enough for something to happen, boy. I mean, basically you're saying that you're so big that there's a chance that it might touch the stuff that's in the toilet bowl. Like, not me.
Do you get in the shower?
No. Is that just me? Oh.
No.
Manny, do you get in the shower every single time you poop?
No.
Okay.
Nobody
does.
Well,
you're putting on the same boxers.
Yeah, but I've actually wiped, Loren.
It doesn't matter. Are you wiping with like a wet wipe or a tux wipe or like something other than toilet paper?
I've used a coffee filter once when there was no toilet paper left.
Okay.
But not recently.
No, that doesn't count.
This conversation.
Also, then
we
should have disposable underwear. Because what you're saying is every time you poop, you should throw away your underwear or put a new pair of underwear on.
Well, you shouldn't keep it on for long term.
I do kind of believe in the disposable loofahs.
I think all loofahs are disposable. Loofahs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because they sit in your shower with moisture getting, and they're warm and they're just collecting bacteria.
Yeah.
Well, your boyfriend works for a company that does things like that. Maybe have him invent something.
Yeah, he works for Procter & Gamble. I wonder if they make a, well, we didn't need a skirt around it. I wonder if they make loofahs.
Yeah, I don't know. You should tell him. He can go in today. Hey, my boyfriend gave me a big idea.
Yeah.
And they're all laughing about it. But then the manager hears, and all of a sudden he's like, Sterling, let me ask you something. Tell me more about that.
You know, I really do that. When I get these ideas, I do tell him so he could tell Procter & Gamble marketing team.
Does he ever
convey? He says he does. I don't know if he's just saying that. Like, it's like when our significant others ask us for stuff, and we're like, oh, yeah, yeah, we'll get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying?
Like Amanda will give me a topic ideas.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, we'll run it up the chain.
Yeah, like Amanda had a topic idea for me the other day. She's like, one of our neighbors, I was driving down the street, and he was watering his grass in his boxers with a T-shirt. Shirt, like, is that okay? And she's like, you should bring that up. And I was like, eh. I got other boxer issues. If we're going to talk about boxers, we're going to talk about how I wear them 2 days, sometimes 2 days in a row. But
yeah,
just to go back to you, Roy and Sterling, I picture this conversation where Sterling goes into work and he's like, so Roy's got this crazy idea. Like, goes to the marketing team. He thinks there should be disposable loofahs, and like everybody laughs. But like the one guy goes, like the manager is like, tell me more about that. Then suddenly it's not funny anymore.
Yeah, and then everyone's like, sit down. We're talking about it.
And then Sterling all of a sudden goes, well, I kind of agree with it too. I didn't think it was that terrible of an idea, you know.
What everybody was laughing about turns into the next $1 billion idea for Procter & Gamble.
And everybody was on board from go.
Oh,
I only have, though, I only have like 5 pairs of boxers, Loren.
That's dude. You got to get more boxers.
I'm not comfortable with all of them. I don't like them all. They're not comfortable, and I need a comfortable ride.
I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'll take Tommy John, not Stax. Stax are also another like name brand. They make your balls hurt.
Wait, are Stax Jessica Alba's husband's, Cash Warner or whatever his name is?
I don't know the answer to that, but Stance is another good one. I wore Stance yesterday.
Let me ask you this.
And then Hanky Panky is a third that I like.
Hanky Panky is for women, isn't it?
Well, also comfortable.
Do you, hang on, what was I going to say?
Yeah.
Oh, do you have, like, boxers, like, that if you're about to run out and they're really crappy boxers? Like, I have boxers that I've had for years, and if I get to those, it's like, oh boy, I have to do laundry.
Yes.
Like, it's my internal warning that you went through all the good ones.
Roy, 100%.
Okay.
100%. I also have boxers that I'll do the yard in. I have, like,
really?
I have, like, spandex boxers that I play tennis in because when I sweat, they hold the sweat better so I don't sweat through my entire outfit.
And you wouldn't wear those on a normal basis? Nicole, how many pairs of underwear do you have?
Boxers. How many pairs of boxers do you have?
I don't have boxers.
You wear briefs, though.
Mm.
You don't wear women's underwear.
Yes, I do.
You
really?
Do?
Yeah.
You guys are so surprised by that.
I'm very surprised.
I felt like we talked about this.
My pants are too tight. I wear
Calvin Klein briefs like the Biebs, I thought.
I wear Calvin Klein thongs.
You do?
Yeah.
This is shocking.
Is it?
What are you wearing now? Show Loren.
No.
Show Loren. I want to see if she would be surprised.
I'm not you.
Okay,
I don't wear...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thongs.
Wait, she never answered my question.
They actually match your shirt.
How many?
Are you wearing camo?
Camo?
Yeah. No, I think.
How many pairs of underwear do you own?
Actually, I need more, but probably like 2 weeks worth. I would say like maybe like 10 or 12.
And how many, like how often do you throw underwear away? Because this is where I struggle. Like I have a whole frigging drawer of underwear, but they're from like forever ago. Like I never throw them away.
Why?
I don't know.
I actually, that's like, I've started trying to get better at that. Like that, like even, well,
like
this
unless
is
it's falling apart.
But even like sports bras and stuff, like I have sports bras that I've had since high school.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to that sports bra you wore the other day that you absolutely loved?
Oh, I love it. It's
have you worn it since?
Number one in the rotation.
Okay.
If I'm wearing a sports bra, I'm probably going to be wearing that one.
Speaking of sports bra, this is kind of embarrassing. Nicole, you wear sports bras?
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed.
So now you know
this.
Why we were surprised that you wear thongs, too. It just doesn't always match up.
So Nicole does this really cool outfit thing where she'll wear like a long, big neck shirt and she'll have a sports bra. So you can see the sports bra around her neck. And I didn't know that was a sports bra. So I'm trying to tell Sterling, I'm like, you know, Nicole does this really cool thing and it looks really good. And I want to find how I can create this outfit.
Like you thought it was a tank top underneath?
I thought it was like a tank top or something. And I'm trying to explain it to Sterling and he's like, you want to wear a sports bra? And I'm like, is that what that is? And he's like, yeah, you want to wear a sports bra. And I'm like, oh, no, no, no. I didn't realize that, but it looks funny. So cool because you'll wear like a chain and then you like have the thing underneath your shirt.
You want to pull that look? Can you help Roy
I
pull that
it
look off?
Cool, yeah, man. And she like would wear a hat. Which, I mean, I
want to do something on the show where we each dress each other for the day.
Okay.
I mean,
wait, who's dressing me?
I don't know. We'll have to pick it out. Like, I guess me.
I tell you what, if I'm dressing Loren, I'm going to Goodwill.
Yeah.
We're going to experience some Big Lots wearing clothing, my friend.
Maybe you should dress me. Nicole dresses Roy because Nicole and I dress alike already.
Wait, I dress you?
You dress me.
Oh, I'm putting
Nicole
your ass in a bow tie.
Dresses Roy.
And then Roy dresses Loren.
No.
Roy dresses Loren. Yeah.
I love it.
All right, let's plan that. Maybe for like after Halloween, October. Because we got a bunch of Halloween stuff coming up.
Well, Halloween's at the end of November.
Yeah, it's already October 9th.
Yeah.
I'll need time to go get a wardrobe. So wait, go back. Underwear in your drawer.
Yeah.
Do you wear all of them, or do you just not throw them away?
Yeah, no, I wear all of them. But I don't do laundry that often either. So
that's why my boxers are shredding. I don't have enough pair and I'm washing them too often.
Yeah. So if you got more, then you would have a longer shelf life for them.
You want to see my holy underwear?
No.
How many bras? Now, I heard women have less bras than they do underwear.
I have a lot of bras too. But here's my move. I found one bra that I absolutely love and I literally bought it in every single color they make. Every single one. I can't wear an underwire bra. It's like I'm too bony right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have enough boobs. So
not yet.
It's like it's still a regular bra. It just doesn't have an underwire in it.
Okay.
It feels more like a sports bra when you wear it.
When we get the post-baby boob enhancement, yeah, there's going to be a whole new Ren.
Maybe.
Yeah,
by the way, I'm not pregnant. This is just like, after baby number two, we're doing a mommy makeover.
The other thing that we talked about that was pretty funny was if I listened to my parents, I would have never blank. And we had people fill in the blanks. This came from a conversation that Loren had on the Haunted House tour bus.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that you would never travel across the country.
I would have never traveled, period.
Yeah, you would never traveled outside of the country.
My mom and dad had never, like, they had never been out of the country when I was growing up. And anytime we ever went somewhere, we always got in the car. And we drove from Pittsburgh to Florida almost every single year. Do you know how many hours in the car that is? Like, it's supposed to be 19. It was like 3 days for us.
And y'all, this is pre-phones. Like,
yeah.
You had to read a book to pass time or look out the window.
My dad, when we were moving from Pittsburgh to Florida, I drove in a U-Haul. It took us almost a week because the U-Haul kept breaking down with my dad and my uncle, just the three of us, no air conditioning, driving. Oof. It was awful.
That is awful. Nicole, what about you? Well, you didn't play this morning. Fill in the blank. If I had listened to my parents, I would have never.
I don't know.
That's not a good
with
answer.
Us.
You work on a radio show.
I really don't know.
Think about it. Would have been play sport. Did your dad push you to play basketball?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Come out? Like, were your parents so cool that you felt comfortable to come out?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Probably okay. I would have never got tattoos.
Yeah.
I guess that would be it.
Your mom doesn't have any tattoos?
Nope.
Dad?
Nope.
Really?
By the way.
Any tattoos?
No tattoos or piercings, I don't think.
Her mom was in town.
You know up.
Shut up.
As you know, her mom was in town, and I had a conversation with your mom. Your mom thinks Nana knows about you.
I was there.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
No, you weren't.
No,
it was on the Rap Party podcast.
No, she said on the Rap Party podcast, she said Nana knows about your undercut. And,
yeah,
like, one
and
of
like
your
one
tattoos.
Tattoo. She knows about this, like, in this wing, and I had to tell her, like, it was Jesus's wing.
Nicole's Nana doesn't know she has tats, doesn't know that she's got a shaved head, and doesn't know that she dates women.
Yep.
And hates Fox News.
Woohoo!
And
yeah,
hates Fox
every
News.
Every time I'm there, like, that's all that's on. And so she's... you know, like in her 90s, so she falls asleep a lot. So she'll fall asleep and I'll just grab the remote and just flip. Like, I'll have to flip to like a Cartoon Network just so I can like chill.
Subconsciously feeding her liberal, you know, say the most liberal things while she's sleeping. And gay rights are constantly being trampled on.
Climate change. It's real.
Yeah.
Never use plastic straws, Nana.
Yeah.
Shut down SeaWorld. Imagine the dream she would have. Oh my God, I had a nightmare. That
do you
SeaWorld
dream when
got
you're
shut
old?
Down.
Yes, you dream.
Think so? Why wouldn't you?
What are you?
Is you dumb?
You mean, yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
You dumb? Of course you dream when you're old.
How do you know?
Well, because your brain's working. You're not dead. Yet.
My grandma never said she stopped dreaming. My mom and dad. My mom would tell me that she has weird dreams.
Interesting.
I got to know about libido, though. When does that cut out?
Probably in 15, 20 years for you.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. What?
64.
I'm 44.
Right. So what, 65?
No, my dad's like 65, and he's still like...
He's still going?
I had to clean out his history the other day.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Well, I mean, come
on.
I
did not need to know that about your father.
It's got to slow down in the 70s, right?
Yeah. I mean, with each other. But, you know, hey, Pornhub's a hell of a go-to.
Oh, my God.
I want to be the day, like, when you introduce old people to porn, be like, you're telling me
yeah.
you don't have to look at pictures anymore, and it's video for free?
Bye-bye Sears catalog. all right, real quick, before we get out of here, everybody tell their favorite porn site. You ready? 1, 2, 3. Thumbzilla.
Pornhub.com. Thumbzilla? What's that?
You didn't play. Nicole, Loren.
Loren, do you watch porn?
Not unless, like, Dallas were to put it on. Like, I don't, like, seek it out.
Oh, God, I do.
Seeks it out. I don't know why she plays that.
Okay.
I even follow...
Wait, you have no idea. Like, well, when I'm home alone, I could totally be asexual. Like, it doesn't... I'm so busy throughout the day. It doesn't even cross my friggin' mind.
Wait, so you and Dallas, while, like, doing stuff, will put on porn?
No. What... Wait, what do you mean?
You just said not unless
we're, like,
Dallas...
folding clothes.
No, I mean, like,
sweetheart, fold to the rhythm of Ramon. Come on.
Ex-hamster,
I mean,
is awesome to fold to.
I don't know. Like, when you're, like, what? Like, when you're doing stuff, you watch porn?
Yeah, we do too.
Yeah,
really?
Sometimes.
Yeah. So, married couples, man. If you're going to do it, you need help to get into the mood sometimes because the kids are going to wake up. You got to move it along.
We're still...
Amanda would be like, find something and let's knock this out. And I'd be like, oh, you were joining me? I already knocked it out.
Oh, man. I want to.
You ever watch straight porn?
No. No, I don't.
I do sometimes if the guy's really hot.
We should film you guys watching straight
I haven't
porn.
Watched straight porn in a very long time. And sometimes, like, I used to even watch it in high school with, like, my with my best friend, and we would just laugh. Like,
oh, boy, yeah. I have porn pulled up.
Do you really? No, you're going to hit it on the company
Wi-Fi.
Let
me see what you want.
At least take your Wi-Fi off. What is that?
What's the caption? No, don't play it.
I want to get your reaction.
Hot.
What's the title?
Hot wife shared.
Oh, okay. So we get a little idea what Manny's wanting. Okay.
Oh my God.
Please tell me you're not on company Wi-Fi.
No, he is.
It's so dark.
I don't hear anything. Is it amateur?
I think
amateur
so. Yeah,
production.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but she had nice boobs. Why are you laughing, Nicole?
I can't.
This does nothing.
Oh my
that
God.
Nothing for you.
Nicole's trying to jump out the window.
Does that gross you out?
Well, I'm guessing it was the man that you were looking at.
Yeah, she was on top. All right, everybody. We told you, if this is your first time listening to the Rap Party Podcast, it's a little different than the morning show.
A little bit.
Thanks for listening, you guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.